Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Very familiar verse. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. May the Lord add His blessings to the reading of His Word. Would you pray with me, please? Father, I thank You for Your Word that is pure and right altogether. I pray, Father, for understanding tonight as we look upon it, as You have given us this encouragement in this verse. Father, speak to our hearts in this day in which we live. Speak to us as Your children. Draw our minds and our hearts away from ourselves to find our encouragement in the things that You have done and have promised. Bless us in Jesus' name. And amen. It's interesting that in this verse, and I really, as I had already planned to preach this passage and had made the basic outline of it earlier in the week, before I even decided what I was going to preach on this morning, really hadn't made the connection in my mind that there is a common word between Psalm 66, 1 through 7, where we studied from this morning, where it said that God He was terrible in His works toward the children of men, and one of the byproducts of that was to make us to fear, to reverence Him, or to be affrighted if we found ourselves in rebellion against Him. But then He says to us in this verse tonight, fear thou not. Now, it's the same word. It's the same word that was translated as terrible in what we looked at this morning in Psalm 66. Fear not. Don't be frightened. For I am with thee. You're not alone. Most of us as small children can remember what it was like to be in a room in the dark and feel like we were all by ourselves. Maybe to look out the window and see shadows of the limbs blowing, or maybe hear them scraping on the window. Hear sounds. I never will forget one of the first times that I went camping in the Boy Scouts, and I was lying out in a tent. Three other boys had a big four-man wall tent. And I was lying out in the tent, and I began to hear things that I didn't usually hear in my bedroom at home. They carried me snipe hunting that night. Now, I don't know whether you've ever been snipe hunting or not. There really is an animal called a snipe. But it wasn't in West Tennessee. But I didn't know that. And they carried me down to the lower part of the hill and told me to wait right there by that tree. And they were going to circle around and they were going to run the snipe toward me. Now you see how gullible I was. But I was 12 years old at the time. But I'm standing there in the dark. And I'm hearing the wind in the trees. And all of a sudden I begin to see shapes around other trees. Suddenly the trees began to look wider. Suddenly the trees looked like they had shoulders. Suddenly the trees began to look like there was somebody reaching out from around one of them. Now I'm going to tell you, for a 12-year-old boy like me, standing at the bottom of that hill was a lonesome place. It was dark. And if I understand, this is the concept Be not afraid. Fear not. Why? You're not alone, for I am with thee. And then comes the second word, and this is one to me that I think is particularly important. Be not dismayed. Fear not, and be not dismayed. I began to do some searching on this particular word, and it comes from a word which literally means to gaze. I remember standing beside that tree looking down at one particular, and come to find out he was the leader of the whole ring, had come and stood behind that tree, and he knew I could see his shoulders. And I stood there and gazed at him. I was scared to look anywhere else. And I thought, that looks like a person. No, that's a tree. Wait a minute, that looks... I was bewildered. You see, when we find ourselves feeling alone and gazing out in this darkness of things that we don't understand, sometimes we find ourselves like with that deer in the headlight look. You ever had that? That you look, but you have no real comprehension. You look, but you don't understand what's going on. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. Why? For I am thy God. You see, brothers and sisters, I feel like I was saying about the song that we sang tonight. I feel a lot of times pretty dismayed as I look about in the world around today. It's a lot different from the world that I grew up in and that I was used to looking at. It's a lot different sometimes from that comfort zone that I used to have. It's a lot different from things that I have this idealistic remembrance of looking back of what it was like my hometown when I was growing up. I know it wasn't that pretty, but that's the view sometimes that I have. And the world don't match the view that I think that I have. And I began to be bewildered, because I don't know how to handle all the changes. But the promise is, I am with thee, yea, I will help thee. I thought about the passage of Scripture in Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I've read where people said, oh, that part was really a question. I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, looking for help. Sometimes we feel like we're looking for help. The reality is, my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Look at four things. Comes from the Lord's help. If you read on down, He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He will establish you. You will not slip. He said you that God. David said on one occasion that God had lifted him out of miry pit and have set my foot upon a solid rock and have established my going. When He sets us on a path and following Him, He will not suffer. He will not allow you to be overwhelmed. He will not sleep. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. He won't be lethargic. He won't be careless. He won't be unattentive. Nor will he fall all the way out on you. Have you ever had that sleepy feeling when you just feel like you didn't really, you wasn't asleep, but you were kind of in a fog, ready to go sleep? Well, God doesn't get foggy, and God won't fall asleep soundly on you where He's not seeing what's happening. I am your God. I'm the God that made heaven and earth. I will not suffer your foot to be moved. I will not slumber nor sleep. I'll be the sun in your darkness, and I'll be the shade that protects you in the time of the heat that comes upon you in life. You remember when Israel was traveling in the wilderness? You recall what led them, and sometimes what surrounded them, what divided them from the Egyptians behind them when the Egyptian chariots were charging at them. You remember there was a cloud, but that cloud was a twofold cloud. That cloud was a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day. And in the heat of the wilderness, when the sun would overwhelm them, the cloud of God's care protected them from the heat. In the desert, it gets cold at night, and God's fire was a warming for them. You see, God, our help, will be a shade in the midst of the heat of pressures in our life. And He'll be a warmth for us when it feels like we're being frozen out in our lives. And then the Lord shall preserve your going in and your coming in and going out from this time forth, even forevermore. When you come into your home, when you come into His house, when you're moving in this place or you're changing directions, God will preserve you. When Israel went into the land of Canaan, God told Joshua that there was going to be a change in the leadership. You remember, Israel had been led by that pillar of cloud. But when they crossed over Jordan, there was another leadership that took place. You remember what that was? The priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant on their shoulders, the type of Jesus Christ, would go before them. He would be in front of them. They weren't to get up around Him. They were to stay back far enough behind Him that they could see where God was leading them through the ark and through the priests that carried it. And the reason was, you have not passed this way before. There'll be times when we face new things in our life. God will preserve us in that time of change, in our going out. But He also preserves us in those times when we settle into our resting place. Look at those four things. He won't allow the adversary to knock you over. He won't go to sleep on you. He won't let you be overwhelmed by either the sun or the shade. And He'll preserve you. Not one, Jesus said, would be lost. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. You see, folks, the statement where He tells us to not be afraid, there's a reason. Oh, the world is full of dark shadows. The world is full of things that hide out there and that would pose
doubtful images for us. There, the world's full of people that'll take you snipe hunting if you let them. But God says, fear not, for I am with you.
We sing the old hymn sometimes. He promises never to leave you. Never to leave you alone. Be not dismayed. Don't be bewildered by the world. Why? Because I am your God. I will help you. That's a rather simplistic statement as you can just read the words. But oh, you understand that this is the God who sits upon the throne in heaven, who says that my attention is turned toward your life. I am your shade. I am your strength. I will. Look at the threefold promise that He makes. God said, I will uphold you. Okay? Now, turn with me over into Hebrews chapter 1, and let's read verses 1 through 3. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. God, remember what He said, be not afraid, for I am your God. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in the past unto the fathers by the prophet, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son. You see, Jesus is the message, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news that born unto us is a Savior who is Christ the Lord, and Jesus is the messenger that brings that grace to us. Well, the Holy Spirit quickens you. Yeah, but who sent the Holy Spirit? Jesus said, I will pray the Father, and He will send another Comforter. You see, we have the Holy Spirit through the one who speaks to us, and that is Jesus Christ, the one whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the world. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth, who being the brightness of His glory, the express image of His person, and this is what I came for to this passage, and upholding all things by the word of His power, that when He had by Himself purged our sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. That God upholds all things through the word of His own power. He's not dependent upon a third party. He's not dependent upon you to uphold it for Him. He upholds all things in His creation. That's why He can say to us, fear not, for I'm with you. Be not afraid. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I won't let your foot be moved. I hold you up. I don't ever go to sleep. I hold you up. I'm going to shade you so you don't wilt down. I hold you up. When God said He holds us up, He gives us that promise for a reason. For I am thy God. You see, folks, everything comes back to that relationship. The reason we have an encouragement that says, don't be afraid, it's not just because He is God, He is my God. I am thy God. It's not just because He's somebody's God. He's my God. You see, our hope rests in the relationship that we have. Christianity and the Christian faith is not a system of religion. It is a relationship. There are a lot of systems of religion that men have put together. You see, ours is not a system of religion. It's a relationship in Christ to our Heavenly Father. I am your God. Let me turn just a minute. I don't think I put this in there, but let me ask you to read a familiar passage of Scripture with me. But I want you to notice one expression that's in here. Look in Ephesians chapter 1. Paul introduces himself as an apostle according to the will of God. But look at what he says in verse 2. Grace be to you and peace. How? Peace from whom? From God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. You see, it's not based on how successful we are at following a set of rules. There are rules. Christianity has commandments. And God, as the creator of all this world, has the right to command His creation. But it's not about how successful I am. It is the fact that He hath chosen me in Christ. You see, I am your God. How did He get to be my God? Well, you got to believe in. No, that's not how He gets to be your God. He gets to be your God by His choice, not yours. Look right back with me again. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 1 through 4. At the same time, saith the Lord, will I be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Now, notice that he didn't say, what part of Israel I can get to do this, that, or the other. I will be the God of all the families of Israel. All of those who were of the 12 tribes. All of those who were of the inheritance. All of those who were given under the covenant that was not started with them. It was started with Abraham. God made the promise with Abraham, then He passed it on to Isaac, and He passed it on to Jacob, and the children of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob were the recipients of the problem. They didn't put the they were the recipients of the promise, not the problem. They were the recipients of the promise. They didn't make the promise be in place. God put it in place. And He said, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee as long as you do what I tell you to. No, that's not what he said. Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, because I've loved you with a love that has no beginning and no ending. How long has God loved us? How long has He been God? God never started loving you. You ever think about that? I began to experience His love in my lifetime, but God never started loving me. Why? Because there's never been a starting place with God. He's always been, and He's loved me with a love as long as He's been God. And with loving kindness have I drawn thee. You see, folks, when He says, I am thy God, He says to us, we are in a relationship that I put in place before the world began. We are in a relationship that's based upon my choice. And I have established this relationship with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Our relationship is with God through Jesus Christ. And He goes on to say, again, I will build thee, and thou shalt be built. O Virgin of Israel, thou shalt again be adorned with thy tabrets, and shall go forth in the dances of them that make merry. A people that had been in captivity, a people that had been in bondage, were brought out. And the promise was given to them they were going to be brought out before they ever went in. Be sure you get that in this book of Jeremiah. All the promises that God said, this is what I'm going to do. It hadn't happened yet. It did happen, but God already knew what He was going to do before it ever came to pass. You see, God knows what He's going to do before anything that we ever meet. And the assurance is, He says, I am thy God. You see, in the book of Romans, in chapter 9, and I'll read just two verses, but look at verses 15 and 16. I'm your God. He saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and on whom I will, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth or of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. You see, folks, it's not about our will. It's about God's will. Fear not, for I am with you. Why is He with us? Because He chose us in Christ. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Because He brought us into a relationship with Himself. I will help thee. I will help. It's not of him that willeth or of him that runneth. It's God that showeth mercy. You see, this God who loved us enough to send His only begotten Son to die makes a threefold promise to us. I will strengthen thee. Now we're going to look at that word again in a later message. But I want you to notice what He says. I will strengthen you. Secondly, I will help you. And thirdly, I will uphold you. Have you ever stopped to think about the picture that we're given of God's children? In the Bible. What animal does God compare us to? Sheep. They're nice and woolly and pretty. But they are the most defenseless creatures. And they are subject to the predators that walk about them. And that's why they depend upon the shepherd for their preservation. You see, the shepherd The shepherd and bishop of our soul says, I will strengthen you. I'll give my strength to you. You don't have to work out with weights and exercise to make yourself stronger to be able to overcome the world. Jesus says, I have overcome the world. I will strengthen you. I will help you. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. If we're walking in the yoke with Him, it's because He's pulling the weight. We don't have to pull it all. He pulls the weight and helps us do the work that we have to do in our lives. And then He said, I will uphold you. I've got my hands underneath you. And none, He says, can I, my Father is that. Jesus said it, I think it's in John chapter 10, but He says, my Father which is greater than I, and none can take them out of His hands. None can take them out of my hands, all that the Father gives me. None can take them away from me, and my Father has them in His hands, and none can take them out of His hand. He holds us up. I want to close with asking you to look at one passage of Scripture. We'll go back to the phrases in this threefold promise later on. But I want you to notice with me tonight what David says in Psalm 119, verse 114 through 117. God, David is writing toward God. The my and the I in these verses is the man. The thou is God. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Keeping them don't make Him your God. We keep them because He is our God. Uphold me according to thy word that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Uphold me that I may live. God said, I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee. And He said, I'll uphold you by my righteous hand. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe. Safe in the arms of Jesus. Lean on His gentle breast. You see, folks, Jesus says to us, fear not. Don't be frightened by what's around you. Don't be dismayed. Don't gaze out without understanding. You understand this. I'm your God. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you. And I will help you. What's He going to do? Well, we'll talk about some of that later, but let me ask you a really important question. Is it really important for you to know what He's going to do before He does it? Or is it important for you to know that He knows what He's going to do? Brother Shelton Michael told us the story about one circumstance in his ministry years ago. He was in the hospital with a lady about to undergo some rather serious surgery. She was very fretful. She was frightened. She said, Brother Michael, I don't understand how God's going to do this. I don't know how he can take care of this. Those of you that were blessed to know Brother Michael very well know that calm manner that he had. And he looked at her and he said, "Sister, is it important that you know what he's going to do? Or is it important that you know that he knows what he's going to do?" And I'll tell you, that's the most important thing of all tonight. I can't give you any pat answers about how to deal with the world around us. I can't give you any pat answers to make things more comfortable. I can give you an answer to say, I don't have to be afraid of whatever goes on. Scripture says on one occasion, he said, don't fear those that might kill the body. Fear those that can fear him who controls your soul. Fear him in reverence. Why? I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. And I will uphold you. Be not dismayed. Don't be like I was at the bottom of that hill in the middle of the night waiting for somebody to chase a snipe by me when I didn't even know what I'd been looking at if I'd have seen it. Don't be dismayed by the shadows. Look at the certainty of God who says, I will uphold you. May the Lord help is my prayer for Christ's sake.